Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you are in the North County Dublin area, why not pop by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill is well worth a visit. It's one of my favourite bars in this neck of the woods. They do great food. Their lunches are to die for. We regularly have our lunch here in the hotel and absolutely love the food here. So do pop along the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock with fantastic views. You can see out the front of the hotel, you can see over as far as Howth, you can see Ireland's Eye, you can see Lambay Island, all from the car park out the front of the hotel. Do pop along. Now, Christopher has been in touch with us and asked us to have a debate about the following topic. I want you to have a listen to this. I don't want my name mentioned, says Christopher. Well, I've mentioned your name, Christopher. I won't give you your full name. We're having a big problem at the moment. 15 years ago, we bought our forever home in City West, and we loved it there, until the government ruined this area by importing thousands of unvetted men into our area and into the hotel, which is just 5 minutes from where we live. We put our house on the market and have been struggling to get the price we were told by the estate agent, that he has heard back that the area now has a bad reputation and people don't want to buy beside a refugee centre. Which is great that we end up having to suffer like this. We want that refugee centre out of here. They shouldn't be anywhere near houses, because this is what happens. You can't sell. We are screwed over this. You probably won't talk about this because it won't affect you too. And that's from a guy called Christopher. Now, as we all know, the City West Hotel and Conference Centre has literally been turned into an IPAS centre for the last number of years. And it has been housing asylum seekers for a number of years, the whole hotel complex. In fact, it's a hotel that is missed in the area, but it is an IPAS centre. And that obviously means that it is housing an awful lot of asylum seekers. And according to Christopher, it has literally affected the value of his house, and he's not at all happy. What do you make of that?
I would love to know, and I'm not going to shit all over your situation, Christopher. I would love to know one question, just one question. Has crime dramatically increased in City West since the opening of that IPAS centre? And my guess would be no.
I would agree.
Yeah, I don't believe this whole thing, this whole narrative that's been pushed by the far right for the last 5 years, that if there's an IPAS centre where you live, that women are going to be raped on a daily basis. That's, by the way, this is me saying this. People have spread that shit, haven't they?
Yeah, they have.
Do you remember when they
pushed? Okay, but it raises the question, if you were buying a house, would you want to buy a house that was 5 minutes walk from the biggest IPAS centre in the country? That's really the question.
But don't ask, it's not my question. I don't have to answer that question.
No, but would you want to live near an IPAS centre?
Not my own. Where would you?
It wouldn't bother me, to be honest. But it obviously it bothers a lot of people, because, according to Christopher, he is struggling to sell his house because people don't want to live near an IPAS centre, basically.
I don't believe that.
Don't believe people don't want to live near an IPAS centre?
No, I do not believe that there's one person out there that would go, I am not living beside an IPAS centre. Because how does it affect your life if you're living within a mile, within 2 miles, 3 miles of an IPAS centre? How does it affect your life?
It's perception, I suppose, is part of the problem here.
I know everybody in Ireland knows that City West is one of the biggest IPAS centres
in the country,
Ireland.
Yeah.
But I don't believe that would turn someone off from...
But why is Christopher struggling to sell his house? You're telling me he's telling lies?
I don't know. Maybe a local Facebook page is claiming that women are being attacked left, right and centre, and that their kids aren't safe. You know, the usual bullshit that is spewed out by people with zero...
Would it bother you to live to buy a house...
Zero, zero.
Considering moving home, would it bother you to buy a house right next door or 5 minutes away from an IPAS centre?
I'll answer it in a second.
Well, no, answer it now.
No, go to the cover. I'll answer it in a second. I don't have to answer straight away. I'll answer the...
Well, I'd like to hear from you on this on 085 825 2626.
So you're asking me? Yeah? I just want to think about it for a moment. I actually know the answer, but...
Well, then give me the answer.
No.
No.
I'll give me the answer in a few minutes.
Would you move to a site near an iPass centre? Yes or no?
Yes, I would.
You would? And I don't believe you for one second. Sorry.
Well, I'll explain in a moment. I'll explain in a moment. But yes, I would. And I want to put that out there, put my cards on the table. I would have no issue buying a house or moving near an iPass centre.
Jonathan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jonathan?
Good afternoon, Adrian and Bobblehead. How are we doing today?
Good, thanks, Jonathan. What do you want to say?
No, I like I said, Jeremy, the estate agent told the man that that was the reason for him not, the house price not reaching the market value. The estate agent.
Yes.
Not a community Facebook group, the estate agent. I'm sure he's done his research. But no, I can, Jeremy, Adrian, sorry, we've been saying this for a while now. This was going to happen. People have been saying this for a year and a half now. These buildings are going to affect the cost of the homes. And then you ask yourself the question, why are you not in certain key areas of Dublin to affect their house prices? You know, I wouldn't be happy moving to a building with 400 or 500 men in it if I was buying a new house with a couple of kids. Absolutely not.
Tell me why.
I just wouldn't, Adrian. A building there full of men that we vaguely know anything about. No, I wouldn't be doing it. I wouldn't be comfortable. I wouldn't be doing it. But like I said, we've been saying this for a while now, it was going to start affecting the prices of houses around these buildings. But far right. That's all you're bleeding here. And now it's happening. So, you know.
Okay, this is what Christopher is claiming, that his dream home, 15 years ago they moved into it, and obviously now they want to move on. We know that property is in demand. People want houses. We have a housing shortage. But according to Christopher, people don't want to live near where he is because of the iPass Centre. So you believe that there is a direct connection between City West Hotel being used as an iPass Centre and the fact that this guy can't sell his house?
Oh, absolutely. And plus the fact, the estate agent...
Because of lies
the
being spread...
The estate agent.
Because, Jonathan, of lies
so he's
being...
He's the one that... It doesn't matter. He's the one dealing with people in the house trying to sell it. And he's getting the feedback saying, no, thank you, why not? Because of that place. So how is that lies?
It's lies that people, there's this perception, and I've asked for the last couple of years for facts, and people can't give you facts. There's this perception that if there's an iPass centre near where you live, that women are not safe, that your children are not safe, that your children are going to be snatched, that women are going to be attacked when they walk home, that it becomes a slum, that it's a no-go area, and there's literally no statistics to back this up. Now, I mentioned, Adrian asked me a couple of minutes ago, Jonathan, would I buy near an iPass centre? Mm. I live within how many... 10-minute walk of an iPass centre?
10-minute walk.
I live within a 10-minute walk of an iPass centre. Do you know how much crime has increased where I live since that iPass centre?
Well, I have no idea, Jeremy, because the numbers are all skewed. Try sell your house. Let's see what happens.
Well, sorry, I've looked online. There's houses in our place going for record prices. So
that's the asking price. But see, can you get it?
There's a difference between an asking price and an actual sale price.
Exactly, of course there is. That's what your man said there. The estate agent told him his house was worth so much money. He's trying to sell it for that price. He can't sell it. And the reason for it is, as the estate agent told him, because of the iPass Centre, which is devaluing his property. We've been saying this was going to happen, and it's happening. I wouldn't care if it was 400 lads from Galway or Cork or Kerry that were in that place. I still wouldn't be happy if we had a couple of kids with a building next to me full of men.
So,
I just wouldn't.
So hang on, you don't want to live near men? What?
I don't want to live with groups and groups of men, Jeremy, that we don't know who they are. The estate agent, Jeremy, this is not far right or any of the community groups are scaremongering. The estate agent told them,
it is scaremongering. Let's be very clear. It is scaremongering. Because people...
Well, Jeremy, if you go to look at a property, you look around the area to see what the area is like. That was you doing when you bought your house. You're going to look at the schools and the amenities all that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what you do. You look for your forever home. You're going to have a look at what's available to you. That's what's available.
So answer me in a sentence then, Jonathan. Why would you not want to live near an iPass centre in somewhere like City West?
Who these people are, I know who
sorry,
they are.
Sorry, Jonathan, I lost you there for a second. Say that again, please.
I said, I've already told you, I don't believe in a second that the government have a handle on who all these people are, know who they are, know their history, know their backgrounds. So I don't, the government is putting us all, like I said, I believe they're letting them all in, and I wouldn't be comfortable because you don't know the background of these people. And that's, look, you can say scaremongering if you want, But I wouldn't be bringing my young family to a place like that if I could buy somewhere else, probably in the middle of the country, a bit cheaper, okay, more space, and a bit more freedom.
Okay, you said you don't want to live near anywhere where there's large groups of men, okay?
No.
In any given housing estate, anywhere in Ireland, yeah, probably between 50 and 55% of the people living in your estate are male. Because half the population is male. Yeah,
yeah, that's with the kids and the wife and the family sharing, not just men in a big building. No, look, if this was a family resource centre, it was an actual like refugee centre with lots of women and children, nobody has a problem with that.
So hang on.
Jeremy's along the man. Then you look, and then again, hold on. And we have to look what's happening over in England at the minute as well. This look, it's just uncertain across the board, all of it.
But you haven't. I've asked you to furnish me with facts that the
are
people...
Are you serious? Well, here's the fact. The estate agent called that lad. That's why his house wasn't reached at the market.
He can say it all he likes.
How are you to say he's lying, though? You can't say he's lying.
Okay, but as far as you're concerned, you wouldn't, in a month of Sundays...
Jeremy would either.
You don't believe anybody would?
No, I don't believe Jeremy would. I don't know, but I don't believe a second Jeremy would. If he had three kids now and he was looking at houses, the boy, and he went and seen that place next door, I don't think for a second he'd buy that.
What would I think would happen if I bought a house there?
I don't know, I think your woman would have something to say about it. Or something. I don't think you would buy that house, Jeremy. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, stay there for a second. Would you certainly wouldn't.
Can I put out a challenge there? Okay, how long is left on this episode? 30 minutes, 40 minutes?
Yeah, yeah, go on.
Okay, you all have 40 minutes to actually furnish me with proof that City West is now a very, very dangerous place because of the iPass Centre. Okay, I'm not saying it isn't, but I'm saying the burden of proof, if you're claiming that it is, show me the proof. There's no point in just saying, oh, the iPass Centre, oh, males bored during the day, we're not safe. I want proof that you're not safe. And I'm giving you valid time. I'm giving you 35 minutes to come up with it. For instance, I wouldn't buy a house in Killinarden.
Why?
For the sake of it. Because we've done how many episodes of this podcast in the last couple of months or the last couple of years about the antisocial behaviour in Killinarden by locals, not by people mm-hmm. from an iPass centre. So I have evidence that Killinarden is full of antisocial activity. Correct? Evidence. Actual evidence. So that's why I wouldn't buy there. Do I have any evidence that there's antisocial activity in City West?
Not so far.
Do you? Do you?
No,
have any
I don't.
Evidence?
I don't.
Has
no.
anybody any evidence?
No, I don't.
Are you hiding up your sleeve?
Mohammed, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Mohammed?
Not too bad. How are you guys?
Good, thank you. What do you make of people saying, well, our first caller there, I would not live I wouldn't buy a house near an iPass centre. What do you make of that?
If it's solely like for it can like the valuation of the property that he'll eventually buy, like there are other factors that he should be proud to say, like I wouldn't live next to a council estate, I wouldn't live next to a camping area. Like you can't just say the iPass in itself. Like there's so much things that determine the value of a property. And like, I'm not going to sit here and, you know, be a lie about it. Like the return on investment you're going to have in a property will depend on the area you buy it in. But that being said, I think there is a whole narrative of, you know, how do I say it? Like there's a whole narrative of hatred. Like if I don't buy a property in an area that's, you know, full of, I don't know, like it seems irrational, like the way he's saying it, because as you said, there's no proof of crime increasing because of the iPass centre. But at the same
you're saying that people, thinking twice about buying a house near an iPass centre, their fear is irrational.
Look, I'm saying that if they're going to fear the iPass, they should be able to. They should also fear living next to a council house or a camping area or like so much things. Like it can't just be the iPass center that bothers you. Do you know what I mean? And I do feel like the estate agent, like he is trying to bargain a deal for himself as well. Like from the looks of it.
Yeah, it does sound strange that somebody trying to sell a house would say something like that. It's not selling
makes
City
sense.
West.
If Christopher is arguing and saying, why can't you get the price for it? That's his comeback. Well, they can't get the price because City West has a... And I mean, in fairness, City West, when you think of City West, you do think of the iPass Centre because it's always in the news. But I've never heard that there's an upsurge in crime in the area.
No, I haven't either. And this comes to your point then, Mohammed, that this is an irrational fear. This fear of foreigners in an iPass Centre, that fear is irrational.
Yeah, honestly, like, I just feel like as long as, like, look, if the crime in that area, like, if it's being committed by the people in the iPass Centre and it's consistent, I don't understand his thoughts, but it's the whole aspect of, you know, like, he's making a statement, but then there's nothing to back up the statement, which is, and I'm very open-minded. Like, if there was facts showing that the iPass Centre was producing crime, like, I would be on his side in the terms of, yeah, it is affecting the value of the houses. And it's not only the iPass Centre, it could be anything. It could be even a council estate that has high crime in the area. Like, you wouldn't buy, like, I think it's one of you guys who got attacked around Sheep Moor. Like, you wouldn't buy an estate next to Sheep Moor. Like, do you know where I'm coming from? Like, and
I do get your point. But without any proof that there's been an increase in crime in City West. In fact, I just got a message in from one of our listeners to say, my friend lives in City West and goes for a run or a walk two or three times all around City West and never meets an Irish person. Now,
well, what does that mean?
I don't really know what that even means, to be quite honest with you.
Going for a run to meet people?
I don't know. The point is...
Sorry, I went for a run yesterday evening.
Yeah.
And I passed many people. I don't know what nationality they are. Does this person...
I'm just telling you what the message says.
Does this person go out jogging and go... So, sorry, I had to stop you for a sec. What nationality?
Where are you from?
Where are you from? Show us your passport. That's
ridiculous. I'm just reading the
That's
message.
That's ridiculous.
Goes for a run or a walk two or three times.
I wouldn't say nationality. You just haven't seen a white person. That's what they mean, like, point straight.
Oh, maybe that's exactly what he means.
No, a black person or an Irish person can't be black?
No, that's what I mean. Like, an Irish person can be black, you can be orange, you can be... Yeah, but what they're trying to say is I haven't seen an ethnically Irish person, which is point blank racist, honestly.
Mm. Well, no,
because,
it is.
There are Irish people in City West.
Of course there's Irish people in City West.
Let me ask you this, Mohammed. Does this sort of thing, people say, you know, people deciding, I don't want to buy a house because it's near an iPass centre, is that a racist thing to say?
Look, I wouldn't jump onto that because it is very grey in the sense of, look, there are things I said in the beginning of what I was saying earlier, there are things that will be, like, affect your investment in a property. It's not only the businesses or the centres or the council estates or the crime. There's multiple. If the person is solely thinking of the economic side of things, the investment side, I don't think that's racist. But if it's completely down to the iPass Centre and the refugees, I do solely believe that is racism.
Okay, do me a favour, Mohammed, and stay there for one moment. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you want to send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note.
Mohammed is spot on. He's actually made the most sense I've heard on the show in a long time. It is racist to say you don't want to... Basically, what you're saying is, I don't want to live beside a building that has a load of black men in it. That's what you're saying.
Well, they're not necessarily black men.
Okay, but if that's your issue, if that's not racism, what is? I don't want to live beside a load of black men. Like, just think about that for the moment. How disgusting.
085-825-2626.
Just before we go to the next call, we're now down to 25 minutes. So I was asking for evidence that people aren't safe in City West. And we now have, apart from Mr. Jogger, who checks the passports of people. That's really weird. Mr. Jogger in City West, who checks the passports. We still have no evidence of crime. Oh, here's Michelle now. You'll be a long time waiting on evidence, Jeremy, because I was saying that the guards don't... Because the guards don't produce the nationality. The guards cannot be stopped. The guards have to report what actually happens. Yeah. Okay? Anyway, 25 minutes.
Let me bring in more of your calls. This is Rob.
I think he's talking through his arse. Like, many bedrooms are in the house. How much is he actually looking for that? You know, and that will probably be the main factor as why people aren't buying it.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Ross, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ross?
All right, lads. How's it going?
Good, thanks, Ross. It is racist. That's what Jeremy just said. To say I would not want to live next to an IPAS centre. That is a racist statement, according to Mr. Dixon.
Not at all. That was a racist.
Well, Jeremy, over to you.
That was a racist, Jeremy.
I do have to explain it, Ross. It's literally in the statement. It's racist. I don't want to live beside black people. That goes back to Mississippi.
Today, were those words actually used, that I don't want to live beside black people, or was it just, I don't want to live beside an IPAS centre?
No, it's I don't want to live beside an IPAS centre.
Exactly. How is that racist?
Because what you're saying is I don't want to live beside a centre because I don't trust the nationality.
No, it's not about the nationality. The main reason why I would not live beside an IPAS centre is because we don't know who's in there. If we knew exactly who was in there, if all these people were documented coming into the country, I'd have no problem living beside it. Absolutely no problem. I'd even sit out on a sunny day and have drinks with them or whatever they wanted.
And Ross, in the housing estate you live in, I know this is the case for my housing estate, do you know how many people are vetted in the housing estate you live in? Because I don't. I couldn't.
No, I know everyone in the estate.
No, yeah, but that doesn't mean that. There's a load of lovely people in the housing estate I live in. I don't know how many of them have possibly committed a crime. Could be rapists.
Could be pedophiles.
So I don't get the point you're trying to make.
My point is, when all this started, let's take in the refugees. Absolutely. I've said this before. I'm all for helping. Absolutely. But the problem was we had a lot of nationalities jump on that bandwagon that had no rights coming into this country. They used the war in Ukraine to get in here. That's the people that we're talking about. We're not talking about the Ukrainians that are here actually like on good terms. You know what I mean? They're here for the right reasons. It's the people that jumped on the bandwagon when all this opened up. They're the ones that we're all afraid of.
Okay, it's not just people claiming to have been from Ukraine coming into the country. But let me ask you a question then. Would you buy a house in City West next to the IPAS Centre in the City West Hotel and Conference Centre?
If I knew that there was people in there documented, we knew that what was in there. Look, you're not going to know 100%.
That's exactly what I was about to say. What, did they publish the name of every single person in the place? No.
We don't need them published, but the guards, the government, whoever, they should know who's in the country. Like they got rid of their passports. They got rid of their IDs coming here. A lot of them did. What is the situation?
Because
they have criminal convictions in their own country for fucking rapist.
They may or they may have not. What is the situation then? If you are staying in, for argument's sake, Ross, if you're staying, now I'm asking the question because I don't know. If you're staying in City West IPAS Centre, okay, so your name is John. You're from Somalia, and you're staying in the IPAS Centre awaiting your application for asylum. Are you allowed to go out? Are you allowed to go to the shops?
I'm sure they'll go out.
Okay, so you're allowed
to... It's not a prison.
No, I didn't say it was a prison, but what sort of freedoms do you have?
But you're allowed to go out.
So you have full freedom to go wherever you want?
Yeah, you don't have an awful lot of money, though.
Well, you don't have full freedom to go wherever you want, because we can't even do that. But they can go to the shops, they can walk down the street, they can go to the park.
So yes, they do have that freedom, yeah.
The one thing I actually do hate about the Irish is everyone is being labelled a troublemaker or a scumbag, or they're all rapists. They're not. And I know plenty of Muslim men who have come here over the years seeking asylum, and they're the nicest people I've ever met in my life.
And I would agree with that. But there is this fear, and this is what Mohammed was saying a minute ago, that it is the narrative that has been spread that women and children aren't safe because of these IPAS centres and the people that are living in them. And that literally instills fear in people. And Mohammed is probably right that it is a rational fear without any proof that anything happens when these, even if they are undocumented,
that City West place might not have one bad person in there. They could all be lovely people.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know that, but that's the problem. We don't know. That's the problem. The guards don't know.
But hang on, if I go looking for a house tomorrow in, for argument's sake, Stepaside, okay, which is lovely communities. If I go out looking at a house in Stepaside, in the history of house hunting, I don't think anybody has ever gone in to look at a house in the state and knocked on every single door and gone, now, you're number 22, I'm thinking of buying number 30. Have you ever raped anybody?
I see your passport,
can
please?
Can I see your passport? Are you a paedophile? Have you ever had any drug convictions? It doesn't happen. You buy a house in a housing estate, Ross, not knowing anything about your neighbours. Absolutely nothing. So what's the difference?
I don't because we know, because the difference is we know about the iPass centre, Jeremy. That's the difference. We know about it being there. We know about housing these people. Good people, bad people, we don't know.
But it's, the exact same, Ross. You're not hearing me. It's the exact same. It's identical to buying a house in a housing estate. You do Jeremy, not.
You've no idea who you're living next door to. You've
exactly,
no idea.
In a housing estate, you've no idea. Exactly. But the point that I'm making is, if you go to buy a house beside the City West Hotel or beside the iPass centre, you know the iPass centre is there. You know it's there.
Mohammed, let me just go back to you. Yeah, no, I get that. Mohammed, let me just go back to you. You know, with regard to somebody buying a property in City West, they know that the hotel is being used as an iPass centre and they don't want to live there. The fact is, they know. That's his argument.
Yeah, but like at the end of the day, like you should feel the same. Or if you're buying a property next to a homeless accommodation or anything like that, like in my eyes, to be honest. And like as I said earlier, like if it's solely the investment side of things, like it's understandable if you understand where I'm coming from. But solely because it's foreigners, I don't know. But if it's the infrastructure, crime, and all of that, that's determining where you want to live. I believe people should have the freedom to choose in that sense.
Okay, so again, this comes back to an irrational fear that a lot of people have about iPass centres and the people inside them. Darren is angry with you, Jeremy.
And Jeremy, you're talking pure shit. There's no way you would live beside an iPass centre. You're just not going to admit it on the podcast.
No, he already said, Darren, he actually does live near one.
Is he listening to something else? I don't know. Is he listening to RTE or something?
How long would it take for you to walk to the hotel that has the...
it's not a hotel. It's an iPass. It's an iPass centre.
Okay, how long would it take you to walk there from your front door?
6 minutes.
So there you are.
I know that because I did a walk by it there the other night. 6 minutes. So what are you talking about, Darren? You're talking through your hoop because I literally do live beside one. I'm not making it up.
Martin!
Afternoon, lads. Sorry I can't come on. I'm just about to head back into work. But I think you need to take your head out of the clouds, lads. You're all about there, about not being know who's vetted and who's not vetted. Listen, we don't know who these fuckers are coming into the country at all, throwing away their passports. If they've got nothing to hide, why can't they come in with their passport and claim asylum? Simple as that. Number two, you're on about how people are spreading rumours that women and children aren't safe. No, they're not safe. Absolutely not safe. You look at all these countries around Europe, like Germany. Like look at the attacks in Cologne there a few years ago on New Year's Eve. All the attacks by these so-called refugees and asylum seekers harassing women. You look at other countries like Netherlands and that actually record criminal data based on nationality. Like, seriously, lads, give your heads a wobble. Get out of the clouds, because this shit is absolutely disgraceful. And I wouldn't live beside one, because I think it's an absolute joke. Devaluing your house. And if you don't think it devalues your house, then again, take your head out of the fucking clouds, lads.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland. About opinions.
Now, one of our listeners has been in touch about you responding to Darren's message about living near an iPass centre.
Just break those, Martin, angry Martin there.
Yeah.
Martin, but you sound like you're from a different country. How do we know anything about you? Do you not have an English accent?
You sounded like he had an English accent, yeah, so what?
But I'm just, you're giving it about people coming in from other countries and we don't know. You came in from a non-EU country, Martin. And where did he not? Sorry, am I making stuff up?
He could be here years. I don't know.
But the point is, I don't know, even if Martin was Irish, I don't know what he... I don't know him from Adam. I don't know
what's
my
the point
neighbor.
You're making?
You don't know anybody.
Okay, I want to just go back to what you were saying there to Darren, that you live near an iPass centre. The point was made by one of our listeners.
That's the statement of fact, by the way.
Yeah, no, I know that. I know that. I know exactly where it is. But Jeremy didn't buy beside one. He was already there before the centre arrived. Yeah, and that brings up the point. Would you choose to buy beside that place now?
Okay, but we're working backwards here because I don't know. Have we put our house up for sale because it's beside an iPass centre? No. Secondly, have we seen an increase? In fact, I see the lads coming out of the iPass centre, and it is mostly, I don't know why it's always men, but it's mostly men. You know what they do, by the way, and it's scary and shocking to see what the men leaving this iPass centre do. It actually terrifies me. You actually see them on a daily basis going to the shops to buy food and stuff like that. It's terrifying. It's absolutely terrifying. That's why we're thinking of selling.
You know, because they go to the shop.
Yeah, you drive past the iPass centre and they're actually walking out. They always say hello to you as well. It's shocking the way they say hello to you.
Don't be so sarcastic. No, people have a genuine concern.
What's it based on? What's it based on? No. Well, it's a question.
Well, let me ask Kathleen. You're on Opinions Matter, Kathleen. How are you?
Hey, Adrian. How are you hearing?
No, Kathleen.
I just want to Adam Bourke about Jonathan. He knows nothing about Jonathan. Jonathan's my son, and I know what Jonathan's like. And if a family moved in beside my Jonathan, he wouldn't bat an eyelid because he's one of the most respectful people. He really is, and he's my son. But as I said,
and sorry, this is Jonathan we were talking to at the start of the show.
Yeah, Jonathan is my son.
Oh, is he? Oh, okay, right.
Now he is indeed, yeah. And he wouldn't have a problem if a family with 20 kids moved in next door to him. He wouldn't have a problem with that. And I know that for a fact, because as I said, he's my son. But I was just saying, I'm in the Liberties, Adrian and Jeremy, and the pubs in the Liberties are closed down, and the pub across the road from me is full of people just brought in, mostly men. There's bunk beds on top of bunk beds in the lounge, in the bar, upstairs, everywhere. The pub is closed down. There's no local pubs open anymore in the Liberties. They're all turned into wine bars and whatever. But you see it here as well.
Kathleen, what's the point you're trying to make here about the bars and the Liberties?
I'm just trying to... what I'm saying, Adrian, is the pub across the road was the local pub. That closed down during COVID. And it's full of men now at this stage. You have them upstairs first, then they close around, then they close the back. So the whole pub just closed down and it's like an iPass centre over there now. And it's literally across the road from me.
Sorry, Kathleen, with the greatest respect, that is down to the owners of that building for deciding.
Oh, I understand that. I understand that, Adrian. But as I said, the hotels go up everywhere. And just the amount of Irish people living on the street.
I don't know if you're trying to suggest that the reason the pub closed down was to make way for an iPass centre, and that's not the case. People aren't drinking in a lot of pubs nowadays. It's the same that people always... You always see this argument coming up every couple of weeks when people talk about Mosny. Ah, Mosny was great during the 70s and 80s and 90s. Mosny was great, and then the refugees took it over. That's not what happened. The owners of Mosny...
This pub was the local of the Liberties.
Sorry, Kathleen, what is the connection?
But there probably wasn't a sinner drinking in the place.
No, even if there was, the fact
the
is...
Way, sorry, just because it's important to say this, the reason Mosny closed down was not to make way for asylum seekers. Mosny closed down because people stopped going to because it was a kip. It hadn't been done up in years. There was pools floating around in the swimming pool. People could get
Kathleen, just to go back to the pub that you're talking about, it closed down during COVID, never reopened again, is now housing asylum seekers. They're sleeping there. How is that possibly their fault? That is down to the owners of that building.
Adrian, it didn't close down. It had half of the top of the pub was hosted by Ukrainian families. Okay, I get that we were helping Ukraine. I get that, right? But then all of a sudden, half the pub was open to the public and half was opened upstairs. They opened upstairs, okay, for families, supposedly families. But then they closed the whole lot of the pub and there's all men in it.
And that's fine if that's the case. But the closure of the pub has nothing whatsoever to do with the people that are living in it.
I know it's not anything, but I mean, at the end of the day, the Liberties has gone to the dogs. So apartments going everywhere. Very few Irish people going into the apartments around the Liberties now. Very few. It's like spotty Irish going up Meath Street now and Thomas Street. It really is.
But again, Kathleen, I'm asking the question, what is the point you're trying to make here? And yes, there may be asylum seekers in that pub that you're talking about. I don't know why the pub closed. I don't know why they repurposed it as an iPass centre. But you can't blame those people. Do you feel more unsafe in your area now?
Yeah, I would, yeah. I mean, I'm 68, and yeah, I would compared to a few years ago, because as I said, everywhere you go, and I mean, no, I'm not saying that everybody's bad, I'm not saying that, but I mean, to say the airport tonight, I went to walk for every night of the week I went there for a walk. Now I don't go out in the night.
And this is all to do with foreigners.
There's gangs hanging around everywhere, Adrian.
Okay,
everywhere.
But hang on, what sort of gangs?
All different nationalities. I'm not going to say Irish, I'm not going to say whatever. All different nationalities. It's just scary.
You don't feel, as a lot of people don't, by the way, you no longer feel safe on the streets where you live in the Liberties area of Dublin. Other people feel unsafe in all sorts of other parts of Dublin. But it's not all to do with foreigners or anything like it.
It's to do with the
chronic antisocial behaviour we have from everybody.
Yeah, but how bad have they getting after the last couple of years, Adrian? I mean, as I said, I loved walking up the street. I loved walking up Mead Street and Thomas Street in the evening. I wouldn't walk up Mead Street and Thomas Street now in the evening.
Okay, let me go back to the point. Would you buy a house if you were in the market near an iPass centre?
No, not with loads of men. No.
Why?
No, because I just wouldn't. I'd be afraid. Especially, as I said, it was all men. With families, it's different, Adrian. With children, women and children, families, it's different. But when you see hundreds of men going into one big building, it's scary.
Do you not understand that fear?
Oh yeah, completely. Dublin city centre is a kip.
No.
It turned into a kip long before.
No, but the question I asked her was,
wasn't as bad as it is now.
Okay, would she live near an iPass centre? And her answer was absolutely no. Particularly if it was one with mostly men.
No way.
It's sad to hear that. It genuinely is sad to hear that. But yeah. I think a lot of it is based on, you know, this perception that people have that every single person coming into the country is coming in to commit crimes. That's not true.
Why were we asked to help Ukrainian families? Everybody said, yeah, no problem, bring them all in. And Ireland done what you done, you brought them in, right? If I seen a family moving next door to me, an iPad centre going up with women, children, I met and going in, family, I wouldn't have a problem with that. But when I see a building with 400 or 500 men or whatever, I'd have a problem with that. Yeah, I'd be terrified.
Okay, do me a favour. Stay there for a moment. She'd be terrified. She would not want to live near City West. Martin, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Martin?
I'm not too bad here. Jeremy's got a lot to say about me there. So he does. He's on about people judging people. But he just judged me.
No, I didn't.
Straight away.
No, I made it.
Well,
no,
you did.
I made a valid argument. You were saying you don't know people coming into the country, where they're coming from. And I simply said, and maybe I'm wrong, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but you're originally from the UK. So you came in from a non-EU country into Ireland. That's all I said.
It was an EU country when I moved here, Jeremy.
Yeah, it's not now. You're a non-EU citizen in the EU. That's all I asked. You sound like a lovely fella. You sound like the type of fella I could go for a drink with. But I don't know you from Adam.
I don't see what that's got to do with anything. I can tell you about my background if you want. My parents moved from this country like many others.
I'm not criticising you at all. I'm not criticising you at all.
Well, you did.
No, anyway. I didn't. All I'm saying is I don't know you from Adam. I know you as well as I know a fella in an iPass centre. I know.
Well, here's the difference. I've been guard of edit.
Well, no, that's great.
That's a massive difference. I've been guard of vetted for work. I've been guard of vetted for coaching my son's football team.
Being guard of vetted only means you don't have a criminal conviction in this country.
Exactly. So how do we know these people coming in don't have criminal convictions?
No, but sure, how do we know anybody doesn't? How do I know Jeremy doesn't, except that I know him years?
Why are you dragging my name into this?
No, but I'm saying you don't know.
Yeah.
The man in the bar downstairs in the hotel, how do I know he doesn't have a conviction?
You just don't know. No.
Yeah, but if he did, but hold on a minute. It's very simple to trace somebody that was born and reared here if they do have a criminal conviction. Like, everyone has a PPS number. You can track it back. But these people that are, like, as I said in my message, if people say from these countries that are coming in, like, why can't they just hop on a Ryanair flight? Hop in €20, €30 one way, like, here's my passport, I want to claim asylum, instead of throwing it away. Because they must have something to hide.
Okay, one of the things that some of them have to hide, and I'm not making excuses for people ripping up their passports, I don't think anybody should be allowed into this country without a passport.
Can we just say, by the way, Martin, because people often misquote us on this, both myself and Adrian are in complete agreement with you on this, Dad, you shouldn't be let into the country if you don't have a passport.
You should be literally thrown back onto the plane and back to where you came from.
Absolutely.
So we're all in agreement there, which is great. So as to why people rip up their passports, maybe some of them are ripping up their passports because they have a criminal background. Others, because they are coming from countries that are on the Irish safe list now, and they would be sent back if they handed their passport. They would be told, you're not welcome.
Well, if it's safe, why are they coming here just staying in hotels at taxpayers' expense?
And I don't know. Economic migrants is what a lot of them are, in my opinion.
They're not really, because I tell you what, down through the years, I've worked with a lot of Eastern European people. They're economic migrants. They came here to work. A lot of them, the piss was took out of them when they came here first, back in 2004, 2005. But a lot of them come here to work. They didn't come here to take the piss, sit in hotels nice and warm when those pensioners can't afford to put a fire on. Like, can you understand that bit?
Okay, stay there for one second. I want to just bring in this WhatsApp voice note from Helen.
These people come in illegally. They get on a plane or a boat with papers. And when they arrive, wherever they have to arrive at, Dublin Port or the airport, they don't have papers. That's a crime. So they're coming in illegally. So they do have a criminal record. They just can't be charged with it.
And that's more or less the point that you're making, Martin, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. Like, even if they do come in with a passport, I mean, like, how many more can we house? Like, the minute you're giving out tents to people coming off the plane or off the boat, there you go, you've just come from wherever in Africa, a war-torn country, you can live on the street. Like, like people say, oh, Ireland isn't full. It is. If you're giving somebody a tent to live on a fucking street, the country is full. It's as simple as that.
Okay, final question, right. Martin, related to the topic we've been talking about. Would you buy a property within a couple of kilometres of an IPAS centre?
Absolutely not. If I knew there was one down the road, I'd put my house on the market.
Okay, thanks for your honesty. I appreciate that. By the way, the irony of this is, lads, the last time, this is bizarre, the last time I went to Africa, Africa's a continent, as you know.
Yes, yes.
We were going to Tunisia. Oh my God, the amount of forms that I had to fill out to get into Tunisia. It's a bizarre thing about it. Like, literally, I've never, when we were at the customs, when we arrived at the port, whatever port it was in, I can't even remember what city it was in Tunisia, but we arrived at the port, yeah? And I said to my missus, piece of piss, we'll get in here. There was forms, there was army, there was police. You were asked a million questions. It was bizarre that they'd ask that many questions for an Irish person
going
into Tunisia.
Now, just with regard to people arriving without documentation, it is falling. It's not happening as much as it was. So, for example, in the first number of months of last year, 2024, 113 people were charged in relation to presenting fraudulent or no documentation on arrival into Ireland. The guards are actually dealing with this now. The amount of people I know that have been greeted by Gardaí at the bottom of the steps getting off a Ryanair plane coming into Ireland, it's happening very regularly. So the guards are clamping down on people arriving
and then
charging them with arriving into the country with no documentation.
So where does the passport, you have to, when you board a plane, yeah, you know, when you're at the boarding gate,
yep,
you have to show your boarding card and the passport,
yep,
and they match up the names and they go, Adrian Kennedy's on his passport, Adrian Kennedy's on his ticket, okay, C32B. So you have to have a passport to get on the plane.
Correct.
Correct. So where does the passport go between wherever they...
Your guess is as good as mine. And as we said, part of the reason that they might be getting rid of their passport is because they have a dodgy background, but the other part of the reason is they're coming from countries that the Irish government will just send you back home to.
Okay, so they could be coming, for argument's sake, from Tunisia, which is probably as safe as a house.
Or Albania.
Or Albania. Oh, you go to Albania on your holidays, you would. Not a bother.
Anyway, let me squeeze in another couple of messages before we wrap this up. This is Trevor.
Having an interesting conversation the other day, and I was stumped when the person put this to me. These people are coming in. They're coming in, dumping their passports, dumping their new ID, walking off the plane, blending into the crowds. They can commit any crime as long as they get away. We have no right to track them. No way of finding them. Even if they walk over an IPAS centre, no way of finding them, no way of tracking them. And Jeremy's saying, oh, what about the lad in your estate? What about the woman in your estate? Jeremy, the people in your estates are registered here, probably have licences here, birth certs, blah, 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 blah. And even the foreigners that do come in to work are registered here. They can be found by the police. These people can't be. And like I've said to you before, lads, I don't give a fuck who comes to this country as long as you're prepared to work. but some of these aren't, and they're not prepared to blend in with us. So, like your man said, look at Cologne, look at Berlin, look at the outskirts of Poland at the minute. These things are getting worse, unfortunately. You know what? Maybe in a few years, it's going to be the unfortunate side effect is I'm going to be telling my kids to look at other countries to live in that are more safe and secure. Because, sorry, lads, Europe seems to be going down the toilet. Just look around. Don't give me any bullshit. Jeremy, come on. Seriously. Wonder if you play this out. All the best, Trevor.
We have played it out, Trevor. Do you want to respond to any of that?
No, I'm just caught up on this thing now. My mind's elsewhere.
On what thing?
On people saying they flush the passports down the toilets. Now, I don't know if you've ever done a poo on an airplane toilet. I assume you have.
Yeah, it's like a vacuum.
The flush on an airplane toilet could not take a passport.
I would argue.
No, it's brutal. It's absolutely brutal.
If you ripped up all the pages, yes, it would.
No,
yes,
no, with the
would,
plastic and all that. No. I smell a rat. There's no way you could flush a passport down a jacks in an airplane. Honestly.
If you ripped it up into big, small enough pieces, you could.
No, I used a cotton bud on a flight a couple of years ago because I had an ear infection. And I went into the jacks on the plane. Have I long to tell the story?
No, not really, but go on.
It's a very interesting story. I went into the toilet with my cotton bud to clean my ear. And the cotton bud would not go down the toilet. I was flushing and flushing and flushing the cotton bud.
Yeah, didn't take
it. Just kept doing that. Yeah, so no.
I don't know where
they shoving it down their underpants?
I don't know where to get rid of their passports.
I need to know.
Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. There's another way to get a notification when we upload a new episode.
Oh, there is.
And that
is
through our
WhatsApp channel. Yes, if you want to be a part of our WhatsApp channel where you can get links to the daily podcasts, we let you know when the show is live as well. You get all the info you need. Just simply WhatsApp is the word admin. And we'll send you back a link to our WhatsApp channel. So WhatsApp us the words add me to 085-825-2626 and we will send you back the link to our WhatsApp channel.
And that way you're guaranteed a notification every day when our podcast goes live and when our show goes live during the day. Thank you for listening. I'm Adrian. He's Jeremy. We will catch you on the next episode of Opinions Matter.